Hey guys, it's Eric G from Around the House, and I am thrilled to announce that our massive back catalog, nearly 1,900 episodes packed with home improvement tips, DIY hacks, and expert advice, is now available for free. Dive into years of inspiration to tackle on your next project. And just a heads up, some podcast players limit how far back you can go. So if you can't find it all, just head straight over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com, and listen to every episode there. Don't miss out. Start binging today. And thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
With Eric G, where we're going to talk about home improvement today. And it is a beautiful, windy Saturday out here today. And I know this storm that's coming through is going to hit the whole Pacific Northwest here. So we might talk a little bit about that later on in the show as well. But I want to get your calls today, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Love to hear what you've got on your plate this weekend. Are you getting storm damage? Are you, having to go out and fix fence later on because it's laying over in your neighbor's yard? I just always wonder to know what you're doing out there on a Saturday. The other thing is we're going to talk a little bit today about spring cleaning. And the cool thing with spring cleaning is there's a ton of little hacks that you can do with spring cleaning. So everybody's got their own little cool way that they clean something. And I want to hear your ideas with that as well. 877-733-1011. And, well, if you're shy, you can actually go ahead and send an email. And that's ATH@KXL.com. And I'll try to get over and grab that and maybe even discuss it on air. If not, I'll get back to you. And then as well, I want you to jump over to Facebook because I've got a lot going on Facebook, and that's Around the House with Eric G. And when you're over there, take a look because we have a new kind of chat group over there going on as well during the week where people are sharing their projects. There's some really cool, actually, garage projects up there that some of our listeners have put up where they're building new storage things and things like that. So it kind of fits into that kind of cleaning and organizing that you would be doing in the springtime, like so many people out there, especially when the weather's not optimal like today. So, and that's called Around the House Nation. So there's a lot of different things going on, but if you head over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, you're going to find a lot of it right there, and it's all kind of linked through that. So don't have to worry about all that. If you just start out and head there, that's going to give you all the information you need. Well, I wanted to come up with one little hack that I came up with, and this is just me being, being innovative. You know, I've got one of those, actually a few of them, those hydro flasks, and this is a double-wall stainless steel coffee mug, and you know, it keeps you put stuff in it that's warm, you know, and it stays warm for hours on end. I love it. But I've always struggled with keeping the inside clean because if you use coffee creamer or you put tea in it, it really discolors on the inside. So one of my little hacks that I do is I run the faucet in the kitchen really hot. And I mean, as hot as I can get it, let it run for a second. I fill it up with hot water and then I take the little dishwasher pods that you would put in your dishwasher. And if you don't use pods, you can use detergent as well. But I put that in there and then I close the lid up on it and then I just set it up on the countertop overnight. What's cool with this is that it actually, those enzymes will sit there in that dishwasher cleaner with the hot water and then the stuff on the inside. I tell you what, when you open it up, it's pretty gross because it's all foamy and crazy on the inside. But when you rinse it out, you got a super clean inside of that coffee mug. And you can do that with stainless steel coffee pots, things like that as well. So all of those things work super well as far as trying to clean up things that are metal like that and stainless steel. So that's a really good thing for keeping that stainless steel coffee mug. You could use it on anything like that that's a stainless steel container because it'll just start eating away and you're looking pretty good. Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to as well in the Portland area here. We've got the House and Outdoor Living Show this weekend, and that's a home show that's over here at the Oregon Convention Center. And so stop in if you're going to go out there this weekend. Stop in and say hello to Western Construction Systems and Pyramid Heating and Cooling. I know both of those guys have booths out there, and they're all running their specials and things out there. So take a look if you're out there. Go in and say hi and tell them you heard it on Around the House. So there's so many fun things on cleaning. And again, I want to talk about this today. It's spring cleaning time. And, you know, some of it comes down to actually organization. And we're going to talk about this in the next, a little bit in this segment and next segment as well. You know, one of the biggest things with cleaning is getting rid of clutter. And so many times people complain about their, well, storage problem, where really they've got a clutter problem. And I trust me, I've got some spaces too in mine. In my world, in my garage, and in the in my home office, that I've got to declutter as well. And so there's some really cool techniques you can do that are really simple to kind of declutter things. And, you know, maybe you've got a few boxes laying around, or maybe, well, maybe your house looks like it should be off the show Hoarders, and you got a serious problem. But nonetheless, clutter's really bad for your mind, and, well, it's even worse for your wallet, because there's so many things in there that you've got that maybe you don't even need, or maybe you've got multiples of, and some of those things you can actually sell and get rid of. And those are things that can be helpful to you. So one of the things when you're dealing with clutter that it's a great recommendation is you work in reverse. What would you replace if you lost everything? So you got to think about that. Okay. You know, my home burned down and I lost everything. What would I replace as soon as my, you know, renter's insurance or insurance, homeowner's insurance came in? And I hope all of you have either renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance. It's a good time to ask that question. It's inexpensive. And if you lose stuff, well, you can get it back that way. But ask yourself that question and you can start to prioritize things as well. You know, and what you can do is don't do it in your home where you can look around. Go ahead to your favorite coffee shop, restaurant, library, wherever else where you're not looking at the stuff, and kind of mentally prioritize what you're looking at. Because if you sit there and prioritize that stuff, you can kind of help decide what means something to you and what ends up being clutter, you know? And so the best tip I can give you when you're decluttering is take it off in small bites. You're not going to go move your entire house in a day anyway, unless you've got a ton of movers over there. So you can't expect to make decisions on whether you're going to keep stuff or not quickly. So take it off in little chunks. Maybe go for a bedroom. Maybe go for a closet. Maybe go for, you know, one wall of the garage or a section of the garage. Bite it off in little chunks. And if you bite it off in little chunks, you can get some stuff knocked out that way. And more importantly, you can celebrate that small victory and let that motivate you to keep moving. So what I like to do is I kind of go into, most people, 30-minute bursts are kind of a good thing to go to. So set yourself an alarm for 30 minutes unless you get in a groove and you don't want to stop. The last thing you want to do is get burned out, because if you get burned out, guess what? It doesn't happen. You don't finish the job. So, you know, it's easy to become attached to things. And so as you go for this, some of the questions I ask myself, and one of the big ones is, what does this item do for me that maybe something else might not, you know? And the next question is do I have something that's going to, you know, let's say I've got power tools and I'm looking at 7 drills. Do I need 7 drills? No. Can that be clutter? Yes. So you start looking at things and high grading them. Okay, how many do I need? For me, it's a little different because I'll do TV segments and stuff with my Morgan Oregon with them. So I need to have a little bit bigger collection for that. However, you can go through and high grade those tools and then throw them up on eBay or do something else like that. And so that's some of the things that you can do to get rid of it, as well as, does this have any sentimental meaning to me? So those are some of the things that you can start out with. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the box method of getting rid of stuff. But hey, one trivia question that we're going to ask, I want to know, call in at 877-733-1011. What size is 12-inch number 12 rebar? So give me a size in inches. How big is number 12 rebar? 877-733-1011. Just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Well, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there today because I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And I asked a little trivia question here when I went out to a break of what size number 12 rebar is. And I actually had Jake McCutcheon from The Wall actually text into me with the right answer. And that's inch and a half rebar. So that was a good one. He was the first one with a answer. So he was kind of cheating in front of everybody else. But he got the answer into me. So congrats, man. I'll give you a little shout out. So you guys are great over there. Well, hey, let's talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about spring cleaning today, but I do want to talk about your projects. 877-733-1011. And also, if you got some crazy weather at your house today, I don't care if you're in the Tri-Cities or Bend or right here in Portland, or, you know, Enterprise, if you're down here in Coos Bay, Coquille, wherever else, give us a shout out. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, because I think we're all dealing with some little bit of crazy weather all over the Northwest today. But let's talk about spring cleaning. And we were talking last segment about clutter. And clutter is one of the biggest things you can do with spring cleaning. Now, what I like to do is create, if you're going to really dive into, I create four piles or four boxes. The four box method is kind of the modified version, I guess. They're, you know, it's kind of the different version of the three box method. But I do it of keep are the ones that you're going to use regularly. Sell or donate is where you're going to, you know, throw it up on eBay or Craigslist or whatever, or donate to your favorite charity. Or if you're going to store it or put it away someplace for those very sentimental items, or just the trash, it's junk and it shouldn't have been there to begin with. So what you can do is go through and kind of mentally break these things up into those four boxes, and it makes it easier because now you can sit there and just make it go away, especially when it's on the sell or store, you know, the sell or trash thing. And what I have done is I have literally gone through and posted it up as I'm going through. You know, I'll be out there. We were doing this last year, going through the garage this last fall. And I had the computer right there. And I was literally putting stuff up on either Nextdoor or Craigslist as I was coming up to it. So I wasn't procrastinating that out. I was literally sitting there and posting it as I was pulling out. It's like, what? We don't need that bike anymore. That's going up here. And we moved a lot of stuff, so it worked out pretty well. You know, but then again, just keep in mind, don't overvalue it. If you're looking at it like a kid's bike, go look on whatever format you're going to sell it on. Look and see what the going price is, because your time's worth something as well. So you're not going to get new out of it, but give it a shot. You know, you can kind of get some of that stuff dialed in and it's not that big a deal. But if you go through this, you know, the hardest one out of those boxes is the store one, because, you know, any of you out there with storage units know that storage units are an expensive investment. And many times, if you look at what's in the storage unit, you know, if you've got too much stuff in there, you're paying a lot of money to store that. You can be spending 100, 200, 300, 400 bucks a month. Or if you're on some of these hoarder shows where you say they've got six, they've got a whole other house full of, you know, house payment they're making literally on a storage unit. So if you've got stuff that you're trying to store, if it's sentimental or you've got a family member that gave you a bunch of stuff or there's sentimental stuff, I get it. But just be careful with the stuff that you store, because that can cost you big money month after month after month. And I'm going to get rid of some stuff of mine. I've got, you know, bunches of stuff from, you know, maybe it's going to be a springtime yard sale here. I've got more cabinet parts, you know, big piles of cabinet stuff just over the years that I've been collecting. I don't need all of it, so I'm going to probably get rid of some of that stuff. So, you know, there's ways to get rid of the stuff and make some money. Second of all, things you can do to clear up some space. If you've got those DVDs to, VCR tapes to photos, digitize that stuff. Think of how many boxes of stuff that you can throw on a zip drive or into a hard drive that you can actually put stuff into. So those are things you can do to really compact space and store stuff and, you know, just take that space up a little bit, make it your home and clean it up a little bit so it's just not so taxing. 877-733-1011. That's one of the things I've done. I've got, you know, my cassette tape and vinyl collection is right now is up in boxes because I've got everything digitally right now, right in front of me. So You know, the vinyl is going to come back out again because I'm a vinyl guy, but that's a whole other story. But some of that stuff that's lower quality or just stuff that you've run into the ground, get rid of it. Just digitize it and use it as you need to. And one thing I've done too with people is I've seen people take more sentimental stuff, and it's maybe you're attached to a lot of things. Some people have more sentimental stuff than others. Some people don't have much sentimental stuff. But if you're on the fence with it, take a picture of it, save it, get rid of it. So, and again, the other thing too, and this is my guilty one here, don't be seduced by gadgets, gizmos, you know, specialty, crazy, you know, little pieces of storage things. Keep it simple. Get some plastic totes, get some boxes, store it correctly, get rid of it, you know. But the biggest thing on any of these things when you're talking clutter, storage, don't forget the bad habits that did get you in that place in the first place. Especially if you're a hoarder or something like that, or you've got way too much stuff. Take some time and figure out what got you there. And that's going to keep things a little more dialed in. And it's just a cleaner place to be, because if you've got all this stuff in there, you're going to have air problems. You're going to have all these different things as dust. You've just got more things to maintain. So keep those things kind of dialed in like that, and you're going to be better off. I promise it's a better, healthier place for you to be. So when we go out to break here in a minute, we're going to dive into some things here as far as great things to dive into as far as cleaning tips. But this is a good time of the year right now when we've got all these pollens and everything else floating around out there. Dive into and change that furnace filter, because that furnace filter right now is getting ready to start running again, because we're in some nice days. But it's loading up with all these pollens and dust, especially if you're doing these spring cleaning things, because you're going to start, you know, bringing that dust up. You know, if you've got that stuff settled, maybe it's not working around there. But I tell you what, if you're vacuuming and you're doing all this other work around the house, that thing's going to get plugged up. So it's a good time to go out and get that thing changed. And if you can't tell me the last time you changed it, it's probably due, because those little one-inch ones, most of them recommend a monthly or bi-monthly swap out, depending on which ones you get. And then the other ones, well, depending on the thickness, those can go a little bit longer. When we come back, I'm going to dive into more spring cleaning tips, and I want to get your tips at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right, right.
I can help when your door jam sticks. Huh? There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Little bit of tribute there to Handyman Bob. We used to play that a lot when he was on the show here before he went into retirement. And speaking of that, one of these days, I'm going to bring him back in the studio, and we're going to have a lot of fun. That plan is in the works, so stay tuned in the coming weeks. You might see the man with the yellow suspenders back in the studio for a one-time-only thing, so stay tuned for that. Well, we've been talking home improvement here all day, and we're going to talk for the next, well, hour and a half about it. But I just want to let you know this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. Adair Homes. .com. CCB number 593. That is like one of the smallest CCB numbers, because they've been around, well, for nearly 50 years. Well, we've been talking home improvement here, and we've been talking about getting kind of that spring cleaning done and kind of diving into your home. But one of the things that I think that's important to do every spring is to dive into that refrigerator. And I tell you what, that can be its own battle in itself. I want to get your calls too here as well before I dive into the refrigerator details. give me a call. I want to hear what your little hacks are and stuff on cleaning around the house. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Everybody's got their own little thing that maybe grandma taught them or their mom or dad taught them or something else like that. I'd love to see what those are because you can share them with everybody else that's listening. So when you're diving into the refrigerator, and I did, you know, I did a maintenance thing on this a number of years ago here with my Mortgage to Oregon segment, which I will post up a little bit later. But the cool thing with this is you can do some stuff that actually can save you some money. So two things that I would do is, one, there's that little grill on most freestanding refrigerators that's down at the bottom. When was the last time that you cleaned that out? And that's silence because most people don't. So pull that out and you're going to probably see a bunch of dust bunnies and something that looks like a quilt down there because the airflow goes over those coils that are underneath there. And it's since it's right off the ground. And if you've got pets or anything else around there that makes dust or dander, things like that, that come off the floor, guess what? That's going to end up being a hot mess in there. And you're going to see tons of junk from stuff coming all around everywhere. So dive into that. Get your shop vac out or your vacuum or anything else and clean that up. Clean those coils up. But be careful. Don't want to break anything because that stuff is soft. But if you go through and clean that out, that's the first step of getting that clean. So, hey, let's dive in here to Patricia. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi.
What can I help you with today?
Refrigerators, cleaning out refrigerators.
Yes.
So I am a once a month chronic cleaning out the refrigerator kind of girl. My friends pay me to clean out the refrigerators and to clean their bathrooms just because I'm good at it. And I think it's the two things in your house that make you sick is your kitchen and your bathroom.
No question.
So I am literally, I'm anal about it because I've cleaned refrigerators. I've found rodents. I've found pet hair. I've found really interesting bugs.
Mm-hmm.
I found food that is like so dated. I don't even know how they still have it in there. And I think just for the health of a family or an individual, I just really kind of like tell people, I say you have to keep your bathroom clean and you have to keep your kitchen clean because those are the two things that you touch more times than not, which will make you sick.
See, that's so smart. Those condiments that get forgotten in the door of the fridge that so many people have, they never check the dates on them.
Yeah, they forget everything has a date. I went through my really good friend's pantry, like, because she had ants, and she couldn't figure out why she had so many ants. She'd have the acne come out. She had all these, she'd been paying for all these treatments to her house, and the ants were abhorrent. It was, like, such a mess. And so I said, well, you know, let me, you know, come to your kitchen. And we did little tiny projects. And then she said, hey, can you help it for me? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I took that opportunity to kind of surprise her because she's a really sweet lady. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, her aunt issue got resolved. She had a bag of brown sugar in her pantry.
Oh,
that wasn't sealed.
And so sugar in heaven.
Were just in heaven in that pantry. So I took the whole pantry out. Washed everything down, just like got it like spig and span. I threw out over half the food that was in her pantry because it was dated.
Yep.
And I felt horrible because to me, I'm not just throwing out food. That's money.
Oh, yeah.
People like overshop. They overshop and then you end up throwing away half the stuff that you shop for because you never, ever use it. She had four boxes of onion soup mix. And you buy it because you don't know. Well, I know I have one in there somewhere. I'll just buy another one. So just like the repeater stuff, the kids' snacks, you know, even if you open up a bag of chips, you should, you know, sometimes those chip clips don't really work. You need to actually put it in a Ziploc bag and zip that bag of chips closed. They have the jumbo one. So just throw all of your snacks into another Ziploc bag. And it keeps the crumbs at bay. It keeps the rodents at bay. You know, it keeps the sugar ants, you know, without, you know, a source of nutrition. And the refrigerator, I cannot even tell you. The last one I cleaned, all I'm going to say is the whole time I was wiping it, I was wiping out dog hair. Because he had a dog. And so you open and close, and it pulls that air and all that dog hair. That's not just in your fridge. That's in your food.
Yep. it's so disgusting. And then I always tell people, like we just talked about, right when you were coming on and you were probably talking to one of our producers coming on the show here, but really, underneath that fridge is another place to clean, too, and you've got the inside, and if you get that underside there where the coils are, that'll also work so much more efficiently and save you on electricity as well.
Oh, my God. I moved a refrigerator and a stove just this weekend, and I had to take before and after pictures. It was that bad. And when I sent it to my client, she asked me, she goes, "What's that picture of?" And I was like, and I did not even say anything. And she goes, "Where's that plug at?" So she asked a couple of questions. I said, "Well, that was the before of under your stove, and that was the after under your stove." And she goes, "Well, what was the other one?" I said, "That was your refrigerator." She had spilled something, and it like just sat there and like caked. So even after I swept all the garbage, this thick, just like glob of, I don't know, it looked like soy sauce or syrup or something, mm-hmm. was just crusted to the floor, and that took forever to clean. And don't even get me started on our bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Patricia, those are some awesome tips.
I like cleanliness in the house. It's how you keep yourself healthy. You know, people think they go out to eat, and they're more worried about getting E. coli in a restaurant. I'm like, well, worry about getting it in your own house.
Yeah, start there, because you're going to eat there more often in the restaurant anyway, in most cases. So,
yeah, if I go to your house and I look at your sink, I say, "Hey, can I get a glass of water?" And I go to your sink and you have crusty, nasty around your drain. Like, I won't drink water out of your sink. And I'll look, I say, "Well, do you have water in the fridge, like a bottle of water?" And
oh,
I'll,
that's
like,
even worse.
Like, quickly open the fridge. And if the fridge is gross and if your sink is nasty, I'm not eating at your house.
Well, if you think about it, with that, think about that filter that's in your fridge that people always forget to change. That thing is sitting there filtering maybe for a year or two or three or five. What's in that? The water's passing through that it's caught. So I always say change those filters in the fridge, because it's just as important, because that water's getting nasty.
Oh, absolutely. I heard when you, as soon as you said refrigerators, I was like, oh, I got to call him.
I hit a nerve.
I'm the refrigerator mama. I literally specialize in cleaning bathrooms and kitchens because I'm that serious about it.
Right on, Patricia. Hey, we got to go out to break. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. All right, when we jump back, we're going to take more of your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
KXL.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G, where that wonderful song called Olympia, Washington sure sounds like Ace is the place. Just kind of gives me that, maybe that Griggs Ace Hardware sound right there. Thanks for them sponsoring the show in the Tri-Cities as well. Hey, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deals? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. And that's CCB number 94222. And with those guys as well, if you're thinking about heading out to the House and Outdoor Living Show, which is over at the Portland, Oregon Convention Center here, Hall C, they've got a booth out there. So you can talk to those guys over the weekend here. They've got a booth as well as Pyramid Heating and Cooling does, two of the sponsors here Around the House. And they're hiding out over there this weekend. So it's a good place to go grab them. I want to talk a little bit more about cleaning here today. That's kind of our basis of the show. But if you've got electrical, plumbing, fence questions, whatever, give a call in 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Facebook, I want you to jump on Around the House with Eric G, because like I just posted up here a little bit earlier today, a really cool clinic that's going to happen here in Portland. Now, this is over at our friends at the Rebuilding Center, and they have a repair cafe at the Rebuilding Center. So what they're going to do on April 24th from 6 to 8 p.m., volunteers are going to be there, and they're going to be fixing broken small appliances, mending garments, repairing bikes, small engines, sharpening knives and tools, limited two items per person, and repairing shoes, and the event's open to the public. So you can go in, learn a little bit, repair some stuff, and more importantly, reuse it. And that's over at the Rebuilding Center. I just put that up on our Facebook page, and those guys are a great resource here in Portland. And if you're, you know, KBND or Tri-Cities, you're down this way, that is a great place to get building materials because those guys deconstruct stuff and there's tons of stuff that goes in there. So, I mean, I've had clients grab bowling alley floor to make into a bar countertop for their wet bar. There's a lot of these cool little things you can do with used building materials, and that's a great resource. 877-733-1011. Well, I want to dive into the little bit into automotive for a minute. This is a great time of year to really get that car cleaned up, get those road salts off of it, get it detailed up. You know, if you're not going to take it to a detail place, you can go into one of your automotive stores out there and get some great leather conditioners and things like that to really take care of the inside of the car. One thing that always gets forgotten, especially in our newer vehicles right now, is that air filter, not for the engine, but the one for the inside of the car. There's a lot of new cars these days have the what they call a cabin air filter. Take a look and see if yours actually does. You can go in there. So if you've got the car sitting in the garage right there, jump in your owner's manual or jump on that old interweb and look it up there, and you can find out what the interval on that is. It's a good little maintenance thing. It's a great time of year like this where you can pull the car in the garage, and maybe it's not as great outside, but you can sure do a lot of detailing on the inside. And one other thing, too, save yourself a little money this year. Gas prices aren't getting any cheaper right now, so I would go through and check those tire pressures. Good little thing. I've got a really cool tool. I put it up on Facebook here on the Around the House. Oh, a couple weeks ago, it's a new tool by Milwaukee, and I love this thing. It is an 18-volt, basically, air compressor, but it's just a cordless air compressor. So I can walk over, and it's got a digital display on it. I love it. You can change, you can do everything from pump up toys to, you know, I think for plumbers, it's going to be great out there because they can actually pressurize an air system, you know, like a, like, say, you know, a plumber puts in, it has to leak test something. They use air pressure to test the system. So you can actually punch in on the digital display what you want the PSI or pressure to be, and it'll run it up to there and shut off automatically. So if you want, you know, a bicycle tire to be at 30 pounds, you can set it to 30. It's going to sit there and shut off at that every single time. And it's a good thing to do, and it's very accurate, which is nice. So that's great for these summertime sports, from inner tubes to, you know, air mattresses, all those things. It works really, really well. That's impressive. Coming up here in May, I'm going to actually be heading out to Milwaukee Tools to go take a look at what's going to be happening for 2018 and 2019 for new tools coming out. So after that, when I get back, we'll be talking a little bit more about the sneak peek that I'm going to be getting as a few other people in the media. We'll take a look at what's coming out because those guys are leading the edge right now, and they don't pay me to say it, but I tell you what, they've got some exciting stuff out there, and it's contractor grade. So for many people out there that are homeowners, it's a tool that you can actually pick up, and it's probably going to outlast you out there. So that's the great thing with that. Well, one thing here I wanted to talk about, little cleaning hacks inside the house before we go out to break. One of my favorites is, you know, it can be expensive sometimes to take all those blinds down or draperies. You know, you got all the draperies around in your home. If you do, they get kind of dusty, and it can be kind of expensive to send them off to get them cleaned. So what you can do, throw them in your dryer on air mode, dust them out, get some of that dust off it. You might buy a little more time. We come back in hour two. We're going to be diving into that just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast. Tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. we'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.